Simon Shin Chaf left off in the middle of Sifyat Ches. We're talking about the Chavis, the barrel. There's a hole in it for the yayin to come out. There's a Pekakshil Pishdon. There's a linen or a material stopper that when put in and out of the hole. And there's a Shash of Schita. There's an issue of Schita when you put it in and out. It's actually a Psikresha. It's sure going to be Schita. And the Arachel is Mutuk. It's a Psikresha Lanichla. You don't gain from the Schita. I'm squeezing out the wine from this Shmata of Pishdon. In fact, that wine gets lost outside. You lose wine out of the deal. The Bir Halacha says the Hetab Sekresh Lanichle, the Aruch holds, has no problem Sekresh if you have nothing from it, is not only in the case where you lose from the Sekresh, which is the case of here, you lose Yain, but even if you don't gain or lose, as long as you don't gain from it, the Aruch holds no problem Sekresh. The Maestro Shulchan Aruch brother Rav Yisham argued the Aruch, he held that Sekresh Lanichle is also Aser. We said the Mishtabura says that the Nechosh Shabbos, even the Machmirim, Rav Yisham, the Machmir, Sekresh Lanichle, it's Amid Rabbanon, all these three territories there Isa. The Maestro, the Machabra says, the Ulm is Nagam Hetab Adavar, the Ulm is Makel. The Mekel over here. So what's the Heter? So the Mechaber says, the Limitz Chus is that this Pekak, this Barzo, has a long handle, so to speak, sticking out of the part that's in the hole in the Chavis. So it's similar to the Sfig that we had in the previous Sif, that we said if it has a base Achizav, it has a handle, it's okay. It's not considered the problem of Schita. In other words, you have to Mitzarev two factors over here. First of all, you have the Aruchot Sekresh Lanichlei is Mutter, and also there's a Svar that's similar to the Sveik. And between those two factors together, that's Lanichlei, because the wine's getting lost, you're not going to catch it in a Kli. And the fact that it's going to have like a long handle, so to speak, it's going to resemble a Sveik. So between these two factors, we can rely on that and the Ulm Kimekel. Lamaisa, we need both factors together. The Sveik by itself is not a perfect Heter, it's not a perfect comparison to the Sveik. Yishal Gamgen will, Lachabas like the Heter. Sekresh Lanichlei is also not such a great Heter. We said Rav Yisham Argan Darach. So you have to have both factors together. Now, the Yai is Hoyach Le'ibah, doesn't get caught in the Kli, it gets lost. And the fact that it has a base Achiza handle, so it's similar to a Sveik. Now, Mr. Weir points out that the Schita we're discussing over here is a Schita which is Dosh Mafarik. You're squeezing out the wine. The question is, are you nichle, le nichle? Are you catching the wine in the kli, or are you not? Similar to squeezing zeisim out of them. However, there's another nekuda to watch out for also. There's a different issue of schita we've mentioned previously also, that if you're squeezing out a cloth, a piece of material, and when that gets cleaned, so that's a problem of malabin. That schita falls under the category of the malach malabin of cleansing. But by wine, you don't have that issue. Only by mayim, Mr. Burr says. Chav shamayim, a barrel of water. So there, the issue of schita, besides the issue of potentially of squeezing out the water, if you're going to be using the water, but you also have the issue of libun, you're cleaning out the shmata, the pekak of pishtan, by squeezing the water out of it, you're being schita, the total malamit, and it's going to be awesome. There, it's not going to make a difference if the water gets lost or not, because the malach is not for the water, the malach is for the cleansing of the piece of material. But over here, we're discussing yayin, dayin does not have the malamit issue, it only has the dosh mafarik issue. The Shnebura says the Taz holds that white wine is similar to mayim, it also has a cleansing issue, the issue of kibbutz. And then you have to say the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about yayin and about red wine, where there's no cleansing. But by white wine, that would be the same as water. Mishnebura discusses a case where beer or some other liquid, some other drink, spills on the tablecloth, and now you want to get rid of it, you want to clean it up, you want to schlep away with a spoon or with a knife to clean the tablecloth. So the Mishnebura says you have to be careful not to squeeze out, not to schlep with kayach from the tablecloth, because you schlep with kayach the liquid of a tablecloth, you're going to be squeezing out of a tablecloth. And you're going to have a problem with schita, you're squeezing the beer or whatever it is out of a tablecloth. Rather, you just take what's above, so to speak, above the surface, without digging into the actual tablecloth itself. Mr. Ru also points out that if the mashka is colored, let's say it's wine or something like that, you have to be careful not to spread the wine or the colored drink to other parts of the tablecloth, because that's a problem of tzevea, of coloring the tablecloth. Now, if water is spilled on the tablecloth, you have to be more careful, because then besides the issue of mafarik, of squeezing out for the yayin, you also have the issue of malabin. If you push too hard on the tablecloth, besides benefiting that you have the water from it, you're also cleansing the tablecloth by squeezing out the water that's absorbed in the tablecloth. Mishnah Berurah brings the Rambam someone who's a schita on sar or on either hair or on skin. It's potter of asur derabanan. Therefore, someone goes to mikvah on Shabbos, so be careful when they dry the hair, not do schita when they dry the hair. They should just pat down gently. They shouldn't do schita of the hair. There's a tshuva nigras Moshe. Moshe writes that since schita b'sar is on derabanan, so one doesn't have to be neurotic about it. They should try their best. They should dry their hair. Talking to a man with a long beard who was tovel on Shabbos morning, that he should dry his beard carefully. He shouldn't worry so much about tzchita. If you're careful not to lehed yeh b'seichet, you don't have to be nervous that while you're drying yourself, you're doing tzchita, since tzchita and sar is only derabanan. L'maisa, the best eitzah is to pat the hair down gently with a towel, and it'll dry on its own, and this way avoid issues of tzchita b'sar.